This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Tuesday morning, Rickies. We are the Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. Team 980 AM, Monumental Sports Network 2. That is on the television side. We're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Just go to CropMetcalf.com if you want information on how to become one of their five-star technicians. I am Cakes at Money Metal Cakes on your Twitter, at CakesFlops on Instagram. Jason Bishop is
What's up?
Hello.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning to you. John Paul Flame is also here.
I saw you tweeting pictures. Did you lose $200 or win $200? I got confused.
At the time of the tweet yesterday, I was down 200 at MGM National Harbor. I was chasing their Pot of Gold promotion. I fought back to only being down 120 at the end of my quick cash game session. So nothing terrible. It's kind of standard. Eric Bickle back from his trip to Florida.
Yeah, three-day little trip. It was nice.
Back in the studio.
Stark contrast, the like high 80s to come back in the 30s this morning, yesterday afternoon. It was pretty windy.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You probably wish you were still there.
The power was out in my neighborhood. Trees down everywhere. Must have been some pretty bad wind, huh? Because it knocked down quite a few trees.
Over the past couple days, I guess it was a little bit windy yesterday, but I think worse a couple days ago.
Yeah. But yeah, I had a great time. It was great to see Joe P, Vinny, and Jackie, Kim, and, you know, we had a great time. We played some golf.
Fort Myers,
great area. I will say we did a... I didn't really realize what we were doing. Went out to dinner on, I guess it was Sunday night, because St. Patty's Day was yesterday, right?
That's
St. Patty's
correct.
Day was
yesterday. St. Patty's
Day. I guess it was like a St. Patty's Day parade thing in downtown Fort Myers. I've never seen so many old drunks in my life.
Well, Patty's Day, just an excuse for the drunkards to really go hard.
Are you including yourself?
A day drink.
I had like two drinks. Especially no.
I mean, in the oldsters, are you talking about really old?
No. I'm talking about like ancient, scabbed over Irish people that were just.
Well, here's a bulletin. They're ancient. Not all Irish. I mean, everybody wants to be or
they
claims to be
to
Irish
be
on
a
St.
Day.
Patty's Day.
No, but you could kind of tell an Irish person when you see one when they're pale and freckled.
Okay.
I mean, I've never, and of course, I mean, it was a full mix of people there. I've never seen so many old drunks. It was like Mardi Gras for old people.
Right.
I was stunned by it. And everybody was wearing their green, and I couldn't resonate less with St. Patty's Day. It just means nothing to me. I'm French and German. I got a little Irish in me, but it means nothing to me.
Oh, yeah.
The green beer, it looks so gross.
It's just an excuse to day drink and get hammered.
For the most part. For sure. But people are so into it, Cakes.
Yeah.
There's so many bands. It was blocks and blocks of people. And I think, you know, obviously because it was in Florida, it was an older set.
Sure. Older crowd.
You know, where Joe P lives, it was a mix. A new community, young people, old people. We went to downtown Fort Myers, which I was told is more of an older set. And, I mean, I'm talking about people in their 70s.
Right. Just getting after it.
Getting at old people with, like, their cheeks are hanging out. their boobs hanging out.
It's free for all on St. Patty's
Day. A total freak show.
Like, I mean, on a lesser scale, like at one of the tables next to where I was playing at MGM yesterday, one of the guys at my table had been at that table previously. And he's like, oh, those guys have been drinking for 2+ hours. They're already on their third round of shots.
Yeah.
And this is at like, this is at 1 in the afternoon.
Right.
But again, it's St. Patrick's Day. And it's just, people just want to get rip-roaring on St. Patty's Day.
I mean, I was just stunned by it. And just blocks and blocks of drunkards.
Sure.
And by the, for the record, it wasn't even St. Patty's Day.
Right.
It was the day before St. Patty's Day.
Sure.
Now, it was the St. Patty's Day parade.
It was St. Patty's Day adjacent.
And one of the people I was with, they said, well, how come you're not wearing green? I go, well, first of all, I didn't even ponder St. Patty's Day when I planned for this trip.
Sure.
And two, I think I offended the person. I said, it means nothing to me.
Right.
It just doesn't resonate
with me. There was definitely a guy dressed up like a leprechaun in the poker room at MGM yesterday. And he wasn't an employee.
Yeah.
It was just a regular guy, guy wearing like a green suit. He's wearing a leprechaun top hat.
Right.
He's got like a four-leaf clover like necklace.
Right.
Mean, he's just going all out. He's going hard.
Yeah.
Bagpipes cakes.
Again, you missed this yesterday.
I actually heard it for a second while I was driving in.
I mean, bagpipes to me are Scottish. I guess the Irish have ripped off the Scottish and kind of adapted it as their own.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that bagpipes are so big in Irish music. Maybe it's a blind spot.
I'm just stunned. Just stunned by how into it people were.
It's very, St. Patrick's Day is very weird because, like, how did that holiday just corner the market on drinking?
I don't know,
but that's what it's become, right? I mean,
yeah.
I mean, does green beer look appetizing to you?
No.
It does not look appetizing.
I mean, it's just beer with food dye in it. Like, it's
correct.
I also learned what Borgs are.
I don't know what that is.
I was seeing pictures of all these Gen Zers going out in like Boston and Philly.
Right.
It's a water jug, a gallon water jug.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Where they have half of it is water, then they put in a fifth of vodka.
Yeah.
And they use like a Mio electrolyte mix to turn it a certain color.
Yeah.
And they carry it around everywhere they go.
Yep. Mm.
Yeah. It's the new trend,
I guess.
They do it all over Virginia Tech's campus.
Yeah.
That's all they do is carry those things around.
I'm sure.
Does it stand for anything?
Yeah, Blackout Rage Juice.
Blackout Rage Juice. Okay. Please never give me a Borg. If I'm out at a bar with you, don't send me a Borg.
Right.
A beer is fine. It's okay.
So you know how I've said this, I think, many times, and I've certainly teased my mother-in-law for over 30 years about this, that when you go into an Asian restaurant, oftentimes I feel like the Chinese in particular, they're kind of mean. They're very matter of fact.
Very businesslike.
They're very businesslike.
Yeah.
They're not big on pleasantries.
No.
If you were to make a generalization.
I don't think that's a stereotype. I think that's a real thing.
Right. So I always tease my mother-in-law, who's Chinese.
I mean,
why are you people so mean?
Mm-hmm.
Why? You know, they're just shoving me in the back.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they're so mean. I don't know that this is a thing, but I found several rude Irish people. I don't know what their reputation is.
Okay.
I have no idea.
All right.
It was a crowded bar.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, one of those deals where it's a million people. Everyone wanted to get a drink. We could barely, you know, shoulder to shoulder. Vinny's wife asked a couple who is sitting at like a two-top, is it okay if we put this, she had one beer.
Right.
If I put this on the corner of their table.
Yeah.
They said no. They said no.
Flat out
I've never seen anything like it. And we were just trying to situate ourselves for a second. She literally asked for a sliver of an inch of a table, and they just sat there. They were old people.
Mm-hmm.
And they went, no.
Nope, our table.
And several other people were just kind of rude.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know if Irish people are known for being rude.
Were they actually rude? They had an accent? They were from Ireland?
They were just old Americans. And freckled.
Well, right.
I mean, they looked Irish to me.
Notre Dame are nicknamed the Fighting Irish, so maybe there is something to it. Like, they're ornery.
Yeah. I don't know if they're known for being mean, but I would have to say, well, some of you people are mean.
I think they're known for being mean because they drink 100 Guinness, and then they want to fight. That's just what I'm just going to go with that. Or Irish whiskey. So much Irish whiskey.
So I'm just going to say, in retaliation to all you Irish folks, you're ugly.
that's the pushback.
Yeah. I just thought they were rude and ugly.
I'm willing to bet you couldn't identify an Irish person, real or Irish American, if they walked in this room.
Sure.
Is Mike Marr Irish?
I have no idea.
He looks like he could be Irish.
I'm not claiming to be an expert on Irish people. I'm just saying
the ones
pale,
that you've met,
freckled people. I classify them as Irish. If you want to say they were Scottish,
this guy spends a weekend with Vinny and Joe, and he's starting some Italian Irish rivalry.
No, in fact, I didn't have this conversation with them. This is my own observation. Yeah. Believe it
brimming,
or not,
brimming with that Irish, that Italian bravado.
They didn't feel the same way.
I didn't have the conversation with my own observation. Believe it or not, Drab, it's my own observation. Didn't have that conversation.
Hmm.
They are rude.
Just so you know, we don't really like the Irish either. It's Joe and
Vinny. No, they were all in. They can't
officially be made if they have Irish blood.
They had all their greens. I was the outsider. I was the one that didn't have green.
Yeah.
Hey, you can't get mad at me when you just said all Irish people are ugly.
I know what I said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you insulted about 60% of your listening audience.
I'm Irish. I have some Irish in me.
You just said you didn't. You said you had a speckle.
That's not true.
You said you had a speckle.
French, German, and some Irish. Yeah.
We're all mutts.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't appreciate the rudeness.
Well, now you know never to go back to Florida St. Patty's Day weekend.
Well, I certainly wouldn't go to a St. Patty's Day parade.
Yeah, don't do that
anymore. Well, parades in general are just trash.
Didn't know I was going to one.
Unless it's a Stanley Cup Champions Parade or a World Series Champion Parade, which we've been lucky enough to be in both.
Right.
Those parades are fun. Right. Just a random St. Patty's Day parade or 4th of July parade. Mm-hmm. Lame. Those parades are lame.
I mean,
just people walking down the street throwing beads and throwing candy out to the kids in the audience.
High school band playing. I was a good sport. Someone gave me green beads. I was wearing the green beads.
Right.
It was the only green thing I had.
Did you go topless for the beads? like doing Mardi Gras? You didn't do that bit?
No.
Flash some people?
Yeah. No.
Those man boobs?
Sometimes you got to pay for the beads.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Yeah.
Well, it's glad to have you back. On such a positive note.
I had a good time. I was just struck by the whole St. Patty's Day. I just couldn't believe how intense it was. And it wasn't even St. Patty's Day.
Right.
Yeah. Did you guys do anything for it?
No, I wore my green caps hoodie. That's what I did for it. Then I went saw flops.
He was the only one who wore green yesterday, I think.
I wore green.
Oh, you did? Oh, yeah. Didn't notice.
Yeah.
I didn't have anything
but
green.
But it wasn't a huge... We don't make a huge deal.
Although,
I think I have one green lied.
I told these guys I didn't have anything green in my closets. I went outside to my garage where all my hats are. I definitely had a master's hat I could have worn. Just completely spaced that one.
Right. Yeah, you could have done that.
But yeah, I botched it.
Oh, well. Anyway.
All good.
It was great to be out there. It was great to have the great weather. Hopefully, it's coming around the corner. I think today it's going to be in the high 60s.
It's going to be nice today.
I think tomorrow's going to be like maybe in mid-70s. Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow's going to be nice.
Yep. Drink it in. All right. We've got a big show planned for Tuesday. We've got lots of guests on board today. Dwayne Simpkins is going to join us. His team is in the NCAA tournament. He's the head coach at AU, of course. Ryan Odom, head coach at VCU, also in the tournament. He's on the show at 7:45. At 8, we're going to have Alex Garland and Ray Mendoza. They are the writers and directors of Warfare, which we saw a special media screening of. They will join us in studio to talk about the film at 8. And at 9 o'clock, Gary Williams, the legendary Gary Williams, former head coach at Maryland, will join us. That's all coming up at 9 here on a Tuesday with Junk.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's jump into the Junk Sports page brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case? Well, then sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. Grab both right now at DontSleepEnergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES. You score 10% off. And remember, Don't Sleep makes you great, friends.
We got live sports going on. We had live sports yesterday on the show because it was the playoff of the players.
Mm-hmm.
And then
what a thriller that was.
Yeah, it wasn't great, but
brutal conditions.
I like watching the live sports during the show. And now we've got the Tokyo series over there in Japan.
It was brutal conditions. It looked but sunny.
Windy as hell.
Yeah, it was windy, but that's all right.
No, I mean, it's pretty windy, buddy.
It was windy for 3 days. But you got the Tokyo series going on right now. Dodgers, Cubs, second inning, I believe, or maybe bottom first. So Major League Baseball has officially started playing 2 games over there.
I can read about 20% of the ads that they have on the outfield. I saw the Cannon ad and I saw the New Balance ad behind home plate. Mm-hmm. Everything else is Japanese.
So it's the new pitcher.
Don't know what they're advertising.
The new pitcher for the Dodgers.
Yamamoto? Is he starting?
Looks like it.
Well, I think the Cubs have a Japanese pitcher going too.
Gotcha.
Just a lot of Japanese players in the bigs now.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the Dodgers have a bunch of them. But so you got live baseball with the Tokyo series. The NCAA tournament officially starts tonight. I have not entered any pools yet. I'm just hoping that someone would organize one and invite me. But I haven't got an invitation.
Are you imploring one of us to do that?
Well, because I know you guys aren't going to do it.
Or like a listener.
Well, you know what?
Maybe a listener who's doing a survivor pool.
Mm-hmm. Vin actually invited...
I'm not doing any brackets. I'm not doing
okay.
that.
He actually invited all you guys into this if you want to be into it. It's one they do with his boys where you simply just pick 6 teams and it base it on the seedings.
Yeah, and it's total wins?
Total points, I guess. You know, because if you just pick one seed, you're going to get less credit than if you're picking lower seeds and they advance.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So there's some sort of weighting that they've done.
Okay.
So I don't know if you want to
do
it.
So if you pick fours and fives and they advance, so you get more points.
Correct.
As opposed to ones and twos.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct. It's all weighted. But if you want to do it, he said send it to the boys, and I just neglected to do it. But yes. I'll send it to you if you want it.
Let me know. Yeah. There's got to be somebody out there doing a survivor pool.
I'm sure there are a dozen people doing it.
Yeah. I'm going to send it to you guys right now.
And, of course, Mr. Valdez says your bracket doesn't count unless you enter the first four
this is correct.
As winners. So you've got to pick the Battle of the 16s, which is the first game tonight on True TV at 6:40 out in Dayton. St. Francis of Pennsylvania, who won the, in kind of a shocking result, won the Northeast Conference. They finished below 500 for the year, 16-17. They were 8-8 in the conference. Central Connecticut State won the regular season at 14-2. But St. Francis got hot in the tournament.
Can anybody name any other True TV product other than the NCAA tournament? Valdez?
Practical Jokers.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
a True TV bit?
I think so.
I've heard that show.
I think you're right.
That show is pretty popular.
I feel like they have a court show.
Okay.
I might be wrong.
Okay.
Maybe I'm thinking they had the show which David Bernad did. Jury duty? Was that on True TV?
No, that was on Prime, I believe. I think it was on Prime Video.
Would they run like old Pretty replays sure. of like The Shield or something? I don't know.
Is True TV, excuse me, was it Court TV before?
Did it turn into
True TV?
Possibly. I'm going to go with possibly. Because I'm leaving all my options open.
I used to watch Court TV. And we all did.
I mean, nah, I was not a big Court TV
guy.
You
like the live trials? Oh, man.
No, didn't really digest that. Not my thing.
So good. But anyway, so the first game is 6:40 on True, and then the second game is also untrue. It's North Carolina, San Diego State. Apparently, the North Carolina flight was delayed due to, I don't know if it was a plane malfunction or weather, but they got into Dayton a little late. But they play the second game tonight. And your favorites are Alabama State by 3.5 and Carolina by 4.5.
I kind of want Carolina to go on a run to stick it to everybody.
So you're rooting for them tonight?
I don't really care.
Yeah.
But everybody who's so up in arms that Carolina got in, let's see Carolina go for a run.
I'll tell you who's up in arms is the governor of West Virginia. Whatever that dude's
super
name is. He wants like a full-fledged investigation. Don't think he's going to get it, but that guy was so pissed off. He's just going to have to deal with it. All right, so you've got the you got baseball going on. You've got college hoops, obviously, NCAA tournament starting. In the NBA last night, I just saw this, but the Knicks game was delayed because Tracy Morgan.
I saw it. Gross.
I haven't seen the video yet, but Tracy Morgan was there, and he vomited.
You saw the picture of it, right?
On the court? Was it on
yes.
the court?
Well, right on. Like, he was courtside.
He was courtside, yeah.
So right in front of his feet, which, you know, I think he was technically out of bounds, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then they wheeled him off in a wheelchair.
Was Bobby Bacala from The Sopranos right next to him? It looks like he's, like, sitting courtside.
I don't know.
I think it is.
They said that also he him. Had a bloody nose.
Yeah. That is Bobby.
Look at Bobby with the courtside seats, getting it done after all these years.
He also had a bloody nose that he was dabbing his bloody nose. I don't know what's going on with Tracy.
Video.
I wish I had a Tracy Morgan impression up my sleeve, but I don't.
You could probably do that. It's probably pretty easy.
I don't know. I mean, I could.
He's pretty distinct.
Oh, I got a bloody nose.
You got to practice it.
Yeah, I would have
you
to really.
Practice. I'd
have
to workshop it. I think you get it.
Go
yeah.
home and workshop it, but yeah. I'm like, it's not going to matter in 3 or 4 days.
Well, yeah.
Like
yeah.
now, it would be good now.
Hopefully he's okay.
Yeah, he didn't.
Yeah,
I'm sure he is.
I mean, that's a guy who, like, didn't he get hit by like a Walmart truck years ago and like almost died?
Yeah.
Like he's had
he sued Walmart and got. I mean, he was already rich, but he got a ton of money.
I think he got like $100 million from Walmart. Yeah. I mean, probably should.
Yeah.
I mean, it ruined his life.
It made it hurt.
Tractor trailer runs
by
into
the way,
you
did
and
you,
almost kills
did
you.
Did you see that story? I was talking to Case about the guy who sued Starbucks because he got burned. And he got $50 million.
I did see that.
Wow. What did they burn? Like, what part of his body?
I think it was Bozak. I think it was like down.
Oh,
I think it might have been groin.
The video looks like.
I can double check that.
Yeah, it looks like it just kind of fell in his lap.
And they overcooked it. It was too hot a coffee.
Well, I mean, if I'm the Starbucks attorney, I just walk right into the court and I utter these two words,
mm-hmm.
and I win the case. Three words: cup holder. Idiot.
Yeah.
My case closed.
Yeah.
Case closed.
I don't know. See,
unless like Starbucks, the employee gave it to him with the top not fully on
right.
the coffee.
I don't know how they would be liable unless they had it at like 5,000 degrees and it's not, you know what I'm saying? Like, how could they be liable?
It was wobbly. It wasn't firmly, apparently it wasn't firmly in the holder.
Yeah. It was a tray of four
okay.
drinks.
Like it was.
There were four drinks in it. Yeah.
Apparently.
Okay. Now, I can see how that could happen, because if you get a Starbucks holder and you load it down with four drinks and you don't put it in down in the slot correctly, it could.
I don't know how that could be
some wobble.
How could that be a $50 million mistake?
I don't know. Yeah.
Just a jury wanting to stick it to a corporation?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that should be overturned.
If he's permanently. So
Just
because he was awarded the $50 million, does that mean he gets the $50
million? I don't know. Oh, I don't know
how that works. I guarantee there'll be appeals.
Yeah. Jordan Schultz better break more stories.
Might not
be able to rely on the Starbucks money.
That's a good tip and zing. I like that one.
But the girl, the employee, I wonder if she said to the dude, be careful, this is very hot.
Well, I mean, I think it's already, isn't it printed on the cups already? Like as a liability?
I'd never go to Starbucks.
I know it's printed on the McDonald's coffee cups because they had to pay out big bucks.
I don't think it's printed on the Starbucks cup.
It might not be.
So hold on. Are you telling me if my home brewed coffee, if I spill some on my Johnson, I'm going to be maimed?
I mean,
it could be permanently scarred.
If he has an inability to have kids.
I mean, it could burn you. Like, if it comes coffee right out of the pot, pretty damn hot.
Hmm.
Almost willing to try.
I'd like to see
That would be funny.
Pour scalding hot coffee on your groin, as Brett would call it back in the day.
Some of those legendary coffee incidents where people have been fined.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's because it was too hot. They it was brewed too hot. But okay.
But that was the entire McDonald's suit.
Yeah.
This is a bit of a side note, but there's a weird subset of people that they have to have their coffee super, super hot, like at all times. Like,
yeah,
they'll get their coffee Brett's like that. They'll get their coffee and they'll have like some sort of seal that they put over top of their cup to keep the heat in, to keep the coffee hot at all times. I'm not that person. Mm. I'm fine to let it get down to nice and lukewarm and drink it. But some people, they need the coffee 1,000 degrees.
Well, that wouldn't be fun to drink.
I like it to be hot, but not scalding hot.
Right. Not like burn your tongue and roof of your mouth hot.
Not like
that's too much.
Reduce your ability to have children.
Yeah, nobody wants that.
Did Cool and the Gang write too hot about the coffee at Starbucks?
I don't know. Not sure if I'm familiar with that tune. Maybe.
Is it one
of the bigger hits?
You've heard it a billion times.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
The Wizards were not too hot last night in Portland.
And nice.
They lost 112-97. But Alksar, 7-for-16, hit 3 threes.
He's developing nicely.
He had a couple blocks, finished with 20, leading scorer.
20's good.
I don't think
Let me look at his rookie numbers. Let's take a gander here.
What about 12-8 or something like that?
Might be
12.5 and 6.6, shooting 39%. But his game logs since he's come back from that injury has been pretty good.
His last 10, he's 16-6.6, right on his season average, right?
Yeah.
What you said it was?
No, he's at 12.5 and 6.6.
Yeah.
Shoots 32% from three-point land.
Not horrific.
Yeah.
Gives you 1.5 blocks per game.
So that's, he does. He had a couple last night.
Yeah.
Meanwhile,
Reese Hoshea still kind of not really doing a whole heck of a lot.
I think he's still a work in progress. I saw a couple games ago he played pretty well, but I don't know what his overall numbers are.
Mm-hmm.
But, a lot of the rookies are struggling.
Mm-hmm.
Reese Hoshea is 11.7. Almost 4 rebounds.
Well,
shoots
bad,
44%.
Though. Not bad. Yeah. For a rookie. Yeah.
I mean, he's 19 years old. Again,
these are not finished.
Was it last night that A.J. Johnson got his first start, or is it going to be the next game? I saw that last night, and I can't remember.
I heard Keith talking about the fact that they wanted to get the vets some rest because it's a long road trip.
Uh-huh. So yeah, they did start last night.
They are kind of leaning into some of
AJ
the younger
Johnson,
players.
AJ Johnson played 35 minutes.
Yeah.
Finished with 8 points.
That was a Denny Avdija revenge game. He had an okay game. He's actually had a pretty good year. And if you look recently, if you were to look at his last 5 or 6 games, he's been on fire. I think he's averaging about 16-7.
Right. What was the ultimate return for Avdija?
I think a bub is part of that. I'd have to look exactly. I mean, you got a bunch of draft picks, right?
Uh-huh.
So what did he have last night? Oh, he had 15-27 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Portland is 30-39. Washington is now 15-52. So we just can't get them to. They can finish with, I believe, 19 wins, JP. But I don't know if they can get to 20. Did we go under 19.5 or 20.5?
I don't remember any of our picks.
Well, I know we had the Mavericks, so we're going to lose that.
That's
over.
A big fat loser.
Denny went to the Blazers for Malcolm Brogdon and the number 14 pick, which I believe turned into Bob Carrington.
Turned into Bob. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Lakers beat Spurs last night, 125-109. LeBron's still out with that, I think it's a groin injury, isn't it? Is it a groin or a hammy? Bronny actually played 3 minutes.
Hit a three.
He did.
What's his percentage at now? Remember he was like 1 for his first 21?
I don't know. This poor kid, he just gets ridiculed like on social media, like in layup lines or, pregame warm-ups. Mm-hmm. He airballs. I mean, they just mock him relentlessly.
By the way, also in the Denny trade, the Wiz get a 2029 first-rounder and 2 future second-round picks.
All right.
So they stockpile some more assets.
Right.
Like it.
Will Dawkins loves that. Yeah. He keeps stockpiling.
Oh, yeah, he loves all the second-round picks.
The Lakers last night hit 19 threes. Austin Reeves had 5 of them. Finney Smith had 4. Dalton Connect hit a couple off the bench.
I think Luka had 14 assists. The big story last night in the NBA, the Denver Nuggets played without Nikola Jokic. They played without Jamal Murray. They played Golden State and beat them.
Wow. Didn't see that.
And Golden State has been on fire since they traded for Jimmy Butler.
I did see Steve Kerr said that Steph Curry just looks exhausted on the court. He finished 6 for 21 last night, 4 of 14 from threes. He hit 20. But, yeah, they lost 114-105 at home without all those big stars for the Nuggets.
Yeah, I mean.
Look, and, of course, the Nuggets just lost to the Wizards at home.
Yeah.
That's because the Wizards, hello, at least in 2025, own the Nuggets.
They do.
And the Hornets. That's the feather in their cap for a tanking year. They own those two teams.
I think the Western Conference playoffs are going to be fascinating. I mean, obviously, you've got OKC. They've got a huge lead. They are the favorite. But then teams like Denver, Golden State, the Lakers, and then I guess you throw in Memphis and the Rockets. They're all going to be battling.
Well, it'll be here before you know it. I mean, you've got about, I don't know, 14, 15 games left in the regular season, right? And then we got the playoffs. So it'll be interesting to see what happens in terms of the top, you know, the top of the Eastern Conference, top of the Western Conference once the playoffs start. So we got a lot of stuff going on. Obviously, the NCAA tournament's the biggest story. And starting tonight with two games tomorrow. We'll talk to Dwayne Simpkins in about 40 minutes or so. And they are also in the first four playing tomorrow against the Mount.
Hmm. Yep, so it's a local affair in Dayton.
The Mount have a first-year coach, Donnie Lynn. Mm-hmm. In his first year, he gets to the NCAA tournament.
They beat Iona.
Yeah, so Dwayne Simpkins, he'll join us coming up at 7 as American takes on the Mount. American laying 2.5 in that tilt. He'll join us coming up at 7.
I'm doing the emotional hedge on that one.
Here on the Junks. So the Junks are always trying to find good TV to watch. And JP recommended to me, I think it was a couple days ago, a trailer that he saw for, I think it's a four-part series on Netflix called Adolescence. It's about a kid who gets accused of, I think, murdering like a classmate, like a girl in his class.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know it was kind of based on, I guess there's like a rash of like knife violence from boys to girls in the UK, and that's kind of what this is based on.
Mm-hmm.
Seems kind of heavy, but it also seems like something I would be into. Like, it would be intriguing to watch.
I don't know if it's a direct comp. It's been compared to Baby Reindeer,
okay,
which got a lot of good reviews. I didn't watch Baby Reindeer.
I did watch it. It was very weird. Now, that was about a woman that was stalking a man.
Yes.
Kind of her stalking bit.
But it's supposed to be very good. My wife and I put it on for a few minutes on Friday night, and we decided not to watch it because it was too heavy. It was like, let's just find something fun and goofy. But it has to do with the incel culture.
Mm-hmm.
And boys who believe that they can't get women, they can't get girls, and they objectify, they get angry, and then they act out.
Right.
They denigrate and act out. And this is not a spoiler. The movie has to do with how do the parents deal with it.
Right.
Mm. And what would you do? Let's say you have a 13-year-old boy mm-hmm. or 14-year-old boy, and they kill somebody. They don't know better. They think it's a game, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Well, 13, I mean, they know better. I mean, 13, they know better.
I mean,
you can't kill somebody.
I mean, a kid.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Kid's, you know, taking a life and he's ruined his own life. Like, two lives are basically destroyed at that point. Like, I mean, I wouldn't know the first thing to do.
There may be some element of influence from, you know, incel culture, whatever you want to call it, but they definitely know better. There's no question about that. Unless you've just been raised by morons.
Right. Unless you just have horrible parenting.
Horrible parenting. Yeah, I mean, a 13-year-old knows you can't kill someone.
There has to be more of that, and I guess that's what it explores. The writer for that movie or series said, like you said, there was a rash of knife crime of young men, young boys mm-hmm. doing it, acting out on girls.
Yeah.
And so then he wrote the script based on that.
One of the directors said in the UK there's a real problem with knife crime, certainly in the younger generation. There have been a series of young boys who were killing young girls with knives, and it really was upsetting. So I guess it's not about one particular incident. It's about a group of incidents that they researched, I guess, or they've culled from to make that miniseries.
Yeah, I was wondering why are you pointing to the knife? Like, what is it about the knife? But I guess over there, there's been a rise of knife incidents.
I guess.
Is that a part of incel culture? Like,
I mean, I'd
protect yourself with a knife.
I'm just going to assume that it's harder in the UK to get your hands on a gun, and it's easier to...
So you can stab someone.
I was reading about incel culture. I mean, the phrase started as involuntary celibacy.
Right.
So it's angry boys who can't get laid, and then they go online, and then they blame the girls and the women for having the power.
All right.
And so then, in this case, they act out. Now, I haven't seen the series. Like I said, I watched the first couple minutes. I do want to watch it, but it looks like you got to be in a certain mood for it.
It's too intense for me. Too intense.
I'm going to watch it at some point, but right now I'm juggling too much TV. Because I just caught up with White Lotus yesterday. I'm fully caught up on, you guys sleep a little bit on The Pit, which is on Max, which is an ER drama, which is very good, starring Noah Wiley. Uh-huh. I guess he's been pigeonholed as he can only be in like medical dramas because he was on ER forever.
Yeah.
And he's the lead star in this. I believe he writes and directs it. And he's very good. It's really good. Now, it's not for the squeamish. There's like a lot of intense like ER scenes.
Mm.
Blood, gore, childbirth, like real like
right in
up,
there.
Like right up in there.
No,
like,
they're not. They're showing the head coming out.
In this case, in the most recent episode, they're showing everything.
This is White Lotus.
This is the pit on Max, which is
so the pit
a hospital
on Max
drama
is showing what you as like a new father would see when you're in the hospital.
Yes, you're like it's the most graphic childbirth I've ever seen in any in any sort of media.
Wow.
Huh. Right. Like it rivals like being. In,
I don't think
in,
I'm going to want to watch.
It rivals
that.
Being with
I'm
your wife
curious.
In the ER.
Yeah. Okay. I don't think I can watch.
I know this back to the adolescence and the incel culture. Mm-hmm. I don't know much about it. I actually had to look up incel, and I didn't even really know what the term meant.
Where have you been? You've never. You just had to look up.
No, I've
what
heard
incel
it,
is.
I didn't really. I'm not that familiar with it.
I'm with JP on
and
that.
So I looked it up to the derivation of involuntary celibacy. That's how it started.
Yeah.
But I do know. My son, who's 18, got into UFC through wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
So he started wrestling for his high school, and he really got into UFC. Because years ago, I remember he made fun of me for watching UFC. He's like, why are you watching that? So he got into it. And one time, I sent a text to our pal Luke Thomas about possibly meeting him up at one of the UFC pay-per-views that Dylan and I attended. And he was like, oh, that's cool that your son's gotten into it. He goes, but. He threw a big but.
Yeah.
He said, you got to watch out if he's really into it for the message boards, that there's like a culture he kind of said angry white dudes.
The incels have taken over the MMA message boards.
Yes.
Okay, stay away. Drab, stay away from that in your subreddit. I know you're a big Reddit guy.
Stay away from that one.
Stay away from those incel boards.
Hmm.
Don't get too neck deep in there.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I thought UFC was way more mainstream than that.
Well, I'm sure there's plenty of people that are mainstream. I would consider myself mainstream, but I'm a casual fan.
Yeah.
But that there's the subset of like the angry dudes.
Well, I mean, I might have had an earlier exposure to incels than you guys because I was at ground zero for remember the dude who was an incel who went on like a killing spree out in like I think it was Santa Monica or it was in right outside of LA in 2014 where he stabbed his roommates, and then he tried to kill like some sorority girls, or did kill some sorority girls on the UCSB campus.
Mm-hmm.
He killed like six people, and he had like incel rantings online. He had a whole manifesto, and I was in California when it happened, like 20 miles away, because I was with my kids on a field hockey trip, and it was national news. It was a huge deal,
right?
And then they started talking about incels, involuntary celibacy. I'd never heard the term before, and that was like in 2014, I think.
Yeah.
So it's still relatively like a
vaguely remember.
Was he a college student?
How did they resolve it?
He was like 19, 19
did they
or
kill
20.
Him or something? Like, how did they resolve
it? He shot at the cops at the end during a pursuit, and then he turned the gun on himself and killed himself.
Okay.
But he killed like six people.
Yeah.
In like a spree killing, and he was a guy who was just lashing out. his incel, you know, rage turned into real, like, violence.
Look,
it's scary.
I haven't watched the show. I think it also explores parents, teachers. When a kid can be that young,
right?
Do you blame the parents? I guess you blame them for the kid getting online and getting angry now.
Spot to be in as a parent. I mean, obviously it's worse for the kid.
You watch the trailer. I've watched the trailer, and you can just see the actor with the anguish finding out what happened.
Of course. I mean, you'd be devastated if some kids are
just born wired differently.
That's also true.
They're just wired differently. Mm-hmm. They're wired effed up. And it's not the parents' fault.
Right.
I mean, they could have kids that are completely normal, but they could have one kid that's just effed up in the head, and he's going to do bad things, and he just needs help. He needs to be somewhere where a psychologist can try and diagnose what's going on in his head.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking a lot of these cases, it's the exact same thing. If a 13-year-old goes and stabs a girl, he's effed up in the head.
I still kind of think, and I could be wrong, I'm always, you know, obviously wrong about a lot of stuff. My instinct would be that there's still some sort of parental neglect, though, when a kid goes off the rails that much. That, well, I agree with you. Some people are wired weird.
Every situation is different, but yeah, I mean, you could be right. It could be some domestic issues, you know,
just like parents not locked in on what's going on with their kids.
Yeah,
you got to watch more than ever. You guys are kind of out of this game because your kids are older, but you got to watch more than ever what your kids are checking out online.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because it's so simple, just YouTube. Mm-hmm. You're like, whoa, my 8-year-old is watching this on YouTube?
I mean,
all it is one click, then there's a bunch of other things, then click. Like,
if you saw my YouTube algorithm, it would be nothing but WSOP main events and how to hit a third shot drop in pickleball.
Right.
That's all. That's my entire. That's it. And maybe a few hair metal videos sprinkled in. Right. There's not a lot. A lot of variance there.
I made a tepid return to pickleball.
Oh, you did?
Because they all play.
Hey, EB, you better get back in these pickleball streets.
Right.
Now you're in Fort Myers.
So I was like stretching before. Okay. I was just terrified of blowing something. But we had fun. But I have to say, there were two young people that were playing on the court next to us.
Right.
And
young,
one of the
you
guys,
mean like 30s or like
mid 20s?
Okay, young.
Mid-20s.
That is young.
Mid 20s.
Okay. Yeah.
One guy clearly was like a pickleball professional of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
And the other was a young girl. She looked like friggin' Anna Kournikova, like a really beautiful girl who was. And they were playing a game completely different than the game the rest of us were
sure,
playing.
Sure, they were on a different level.
I mean, completely different game.
Right.
Yeah. By the way, pickleball in the wind, not fun.
Ooh, yeah. I like my pickleball indoors. Yeah. Take the elements out of it.
Pickleball in the wind is brutal.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because the ball weighs nothing. Basically a wiffle
ball.
Tennis
in the wind is hard enough. Yeah. Golf in the wind is hard enough. Pickleball in the wind, if you're against the wind, you have to hit it a million miles an hour to get over. If you're with the wind, you have to just tap it and it blows it out of bounds. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know how that came up, but.
Got back in those pickleball streets.
Got back in the
Proud
pickleball streets. Well,
good see. For you.
I don't know if it's a full-time return.
maybe just a one-off.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we did it twice.
Yeah.
We did it twice.
Very good. All right. When we come back, we will talk some college hoops. March Madness is here. Dwayne Simpkins, who is the head coach at American, he is going to join us.
He's actually at 7:20.
Oh, he's at 7:20.
Yeah, it's not. He's not.
My bad.
It's 7 on the outline. He's actually 7:20.
All right. Well, Dwayne Simpkins, the head coach at AU. They're taking on the Mount tomorrow night.
Bunch he's of coaches today, Case.
Coming up at 7:20. Ryan Odom from VCU. They're taking on BYU in Denver on Thursday. He's on the show at 7:45. Gary Williams at 9. And sandwiched between all those coaches, Alex Garland and Ray Mendoza, the writers and directors of Warfare. They're going to join us in studio today at 8 a.m. So don't go anywhere.